This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here we come to save the day, or maybe tomorrow. Shall we? You want to save the day today, Jennifer? Or you want to wait till tomorrow? What should we do? No.
Why
today?
Wait till tomorrow to do what you can do today? Yes.
That's very good. Thank you very much for that. It's Monday, the 14th of December. Tomorrow, we'll be halfway through the month of December. We have 1 week and, 5 days till Christmas? It's 11 days, 1 and 5, 7 and 4. No, it's 1 day and 5 weeks. Got it. My math is fine. My head is fine. My body is fine. Jennifer's here. She has a fine head, a fine body. She's a fine young lass, and she's ready to have conversations. Victoria has taken her Christmas vacation this week, so she'll be gonzo. You can stay tuned. At 8:40 Eastern time today, we are going to give away the second in our series. I know I promised to do it on Friday, but you know what happens.
we forget.
We get lost in conversation. So don't forget the Works Maker X is this fabulous toolkit. Well, they've got a lot of different products, but this is great for hands-on creativity. If you're a carver, I was at an auction on Saturday, Jennifer, and there are all kinds of lathes. This is becoming, because people have stayed home, this is becoming a big hobby. Do it yourself. There's a lot of things being done at home that weren't done for a long time. So if you're training yourself to be able to make your own Christmas presents, that's what this is about. You can personalize mugs and create earrings, and you can airbrush a painting if you want with all this stuff. Wood carvings, crafters. This is a fabulous thing. There are five of these compact tools powered by that 20-volt battery. And that's one of the things about Works. Everything is battery powered. And they have such a wide array of great tools. So later on today, 8:40 Eastern, for those of you who want to stick around and have the answers to the questions which I haven't asked yet, you can pick up your prize at the end of the day, as it were. Prizes for those who are running. The Electoral College meets today, casts the votes that they need to. I wish this would go away, but we've had that conversation 185 million times. 538 people will decide who's the next president of the United States. Or have you decided? Did you vote? I hope you did. And does your vote count? That's the question, right? A lot of the rallies across the country have wondered about that. So where do you see this activity going? No surprises here, Jennifer, right?
Yeah, probably on the straight and narrow. Now you've got some members of Congress, though, who are going to dispute this. So the next deadline after today is going to be January 6th. They're going to dispute in the swing states that there was stuff going on. So when the electors are seated today, when Congress actually meets on January 6th, that's when, I guess, the next big date is, where they're saying now that they're asking people to stand up if they believe that there was wrongdoing in their election. And so that's why the president has said this isn't over yet.
Wrongdoing. There's a lot of wrongdoing, but that doesn't mean it's going to change the results.
But should it? Is what is going
on?
No,
I don't think it should.
Well, I know, that's your opinion. But I think that there are people who think that there was enough to upset. I think one of the things that people really stop and talk about a lot, and it's one of the things that I feel like has not been explained well in my mind, is why on election night we stopped counting votes, and why
Trump said stop counting
votes. No, he didn't. We've been over this a million times. He never said stop counting votes until a couple of days after, when when people were saying that they weren't matching signatures and all of that stuff, and then he said stop counting. But no, nobody said stop counting votes. And even if the president said stop counting votes, they shouldn't, because on election night, that's what you do, is you count votes. And so in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, they stopped counting, and in Georgia, they stopped counting votes, and then when they picked up again in the morning, and I was here with you when we were talking about this, mm-hmm. the influx of 100,000 votes for Joe Biden and not one for President Trump, that's what people are scratching their head over, saying, how can that be when we weren't counting overnight, and then when you kind of turn on the meter again, all of a sudden we've got like hundreds of thousands of votes to explain. And that's what's causing a lot of people to say, can you explain that? No one really has been able to. And that's why the questions about voter fraud, irregularities, and even the Dominion machines themselves, because that's what was used in all of these states. Yeah. So
don't like those.
Well, and here's the deal. I don't need to have the election overturned, but I would like an explanation as to what the heck happened. Why? How is it possible that 135,000 votes in Michigan go for Joe Biden and there's not one in President Trump's column? That doesn't seem to make any sense. What precinct was that they were counting? You know, right. And so make that case, and it's a little easier for people to move on, but nobody's been willing to do that yet.
Well, I'm willing to move on because I'd like to see some semblance of order and moving on and actually getting something done. You know, you look at some of the stuff, Jennifer, that's going on. The reference, I thought this was interesting. I saw a reference to people in the middle like me as renegade centrists. And it refers to people who are in Congress as well. But when you look around and see that nobody's talking, nobody's trying to figure out how to fix this, if there is any other evidence that Washington is broken, and the fact that the election is contested, that's a sign that our system is broken as well. The worst public health crisis here since the epidemic in the teens, so it's been 100 years. Nobody's able to get together to deliver another round of relief. And so what they say, it's a lame duck presidency. But then what's the excuse for 3 months ago when there wasn't a lame duck presidency? You just, you so dislike this guy, you can't make a deal with him. And it's up to you individually to sort of like three or four people. The people in the Congress want to go home for Christmas.
I mean, that's what's frustrating.
Like, they haven't done a damn thing. They shouldn't go home until they get this done.
I mean, Nancy Pelosi admitted that the reason, you know, now that there's another president coming in, that there'll be a deal. But what excuse is that for people who are suffering? Look, I don't want stimulus, but until you open things up and let people get back to work, you've got to do something if you're going to make it.
You don't think we should have another round of stimulus?
I think that we need to, like I just said, we need to do something if the governments locally are going to continue to make us shut down. I think that $1,200 is nothing compared to just opening things up and allowing people to have their businesses.
Right.
$1,200 is $1,200. Right.
Yeah, but things should be open. There's nothing around right now.
That's
that shows
the stimulus is allowing people to open
right.
up.
Right. Exactly. So anyway, Rand Paul has a resistance to adding, there's a part of this bill that goes to defense, and he doesn't like that. What is there?
Well, it doesn't make
I don't blame
sense.
Him either.
They put all of their pet projects in, and everybody's doing it. It was like funding the Kennedy Center with the first round that we passed. Why did we have to give $25 million to the Kennedy Center? It hasn't been open all year. Let's worry about the people who work there, not about the center.
So do we agree that we need to get the children out and get the grown-ups in? That would be how I would describe Pelosi, McConnell, all these people on both sides. They're acting like spoiled children. They've been there too damn long, whether it's $916 billion or whether it's $160 billion more, whatever it is. Certainly people with good intention, people who have this holiday spirit, if you will, can figure out how to make this all work. And then, of course, there's Mitt Romney wondering how we're going to pay for all of this. And that's a good question. It really is. I don't know if now's the time to worry about it.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I would, as a conservative, love to not see another round of stimulus if we would just reopen stuff. I would love that. But you've shut people down for now 11 months. What are you supposed to do? If the government tells you not to do something, then they're the ones that are going to have to step in and fill the void. So
apparently, one of the sticking points is that the Democrats don't want to have Trump's name on the check, which I can understand. Well, I mean, one way or the other, Trump, it's not Trump's money. He's not running for re-election. So why would you, if they don't want to have your name on it, so what do you, if you really want to fix the problem, who gives a rat's butt whether Trump's name is on this or not? So if you don't want to have his name on, somebody's got to.
How many people are actually looking at the check?
I don't know,
cases,
but that's not the point.
It's going point into direct deposit. It's another excuse.
But why does Trump have to have his name on it?
He's the president.
Oh, baloney. The last time it happened, there was no, the name wasn't.
George Bush, you want to bet your bippy when we got our stimulus? Absolutely.
I don't remember that. But even so, even if it was George, I don't think there's a point in having what. So what? Make the deal and fix the problem and move on. You're the best way to do it is to open things up, but you can't pass a federal law that changes states' rights, right?
Right. So, and that's the problem, and that's why they're pushing on the government to, or on the federal government to issue more stimulus. But I don't think it should matter. Look, most people don't even get a paper check. Most people are getting direct deposit. This is purely political if they care about Donald Trump's signature. Do you think that the same argument would be made if Obama was signing the check? And the answer is no.
I don't care. I don't know.
Well, exactly. Help people and stop worrying about who signs the check. That is so childish.
But so on the other side, then who cares? Then if you really care about it, then you say, we'll just leave Trump's name off of it.
Look, somebody needs to sign the check, right?
No, they just put a stamp on it. It's not like somebody, he really signs the check. When you get
right,
a check from the
stamp.
Government, it isn't signed by Trump. It's signed by Mnuchin or Mnuchin, whatever, the Treasury Secretary, or somebody who's in that department.
It's a childish argument to worry about. No, it's a stupid argument. He's
Jennifer,
the president. He signs the check.
You know what? I have so much respect for you because you never waver. At all.
Well, because
always,
it's stupid.
Always.
If it were Obama,
Trump.
I wouldn't care if he signed the check.
It isn't about Obama. It's about getting the money out.
By the way,
that's
what's
going to hold it up.
If Biden is the president, then he should sign the check. I mean, it's just stupid. It's petty. It's just such dumb stuff because they don't want people to think that Trump did something. It's just ridiculous.
Big snow and ice storm headed for my neck of the woods here this week. For those of you who are worried because the weather tends to get you down. This is the time, if there was ever a time, this is the time between that and COVID to protect yourself with the Navage cleansing system. This is kind of like a Roto-Rooter for your nose. You've got this, handled, Jennifer, right? You got your clean nose now. And all
can't
of
you
the,
tell?
Yes. Congestion, be gone. Allergens, be gone. Airborne germs, be gone. Worry about things that are in the air. Viruses, get rid of them. The Navage system is really the key to success. Navage. That's all you really have to know. How to spell it. How to go to the website and order this puppy. If you have stress and strain, a lot of people, we've had stress and strain our whole life through, it would seem, or at least since last winter. And so now it's time to beat all of this stuff out of your body. Cold and flu, be gone. Worry about other things. Let's protect your nose, protect your body, protect you by going to Navage.com. That's where you'll learn all about this product. Easy breathing, easy peasy capeasy at Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
We'll be right back. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You've got to kiss an angel good morning.
This is one of the great country songs. A lot of people have done knockoffs of this original song from country Charlie Pride. Excuse me, who's passed away. Crank this up, would you, Phil?
Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing.
The secret of a male or a female angel. What do you think, Jen?
I think a chick.
Yeah, for him, yes. He's quite the lover boy. He passed away over the weekend because he had COVID. Sources say that Charlie had been admitted to the ICU of a local hospital, isolated there as his health went down fast. And then he was moved to hospice care. His wife, Rosine, was with him. And he was the first black artist. You know, I remember, I've talked about this a lot. I remember when I was first starting in radio as a country music jock. Remember the Charlie Pride thing? We made a big deal out of it for a while that he was black. What does a black man know about country music? And other stupid stuff like that. Anyway, he's a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame. And quite literally, he paved the way for other blacks in that genre in the late 60s and the 70s and to today. Isn't Darius Rucker, he's black, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
And others. Right. I mean, there have been other people that have come through, and I don't know, my dad did a lot of country radio.
Yeah.
Growing up, basically, and even before that. And so it was kind of, I don't know, we talked about it, and he said that he had a chance to talk to Charlie Pride many times, and just what a nice guy he was, and gentleman.
Very.
He's like, yeah, and yeah. I mean, 86 years old, he had a nice long life, but anytime someone dies and you see COVID-19 is the reason, you think, ugh, could this have been prevented? And I think that's the bummer, is that maybe he had some more life to live. And I don't know if you saw the kind of scandal that blew up, but Maren Morris was all set aflutter and started going out against the CMA, saying that they were a super spreader event, essentially, because apparently Charlie Pride must have been around in some capacity and then ended up getting sick. So whether or not that's true or not, she's, Yeah, she was going after them pretty hard over the weekend.
Yeah. He was known as the Jackie Robinson of country music. That's pretty apt. He played baseball, you know, before he became a big-time country singer. Music-wise, he broke onto the scene in the late 50s. A string of country singles. There weren't really any big hits right away. It wasn't until he released Just Between You and Me, which is what's playing now in 67, that he broke through and got recognition. I remember playing this song as a country jock back in 67 and 68. So Charlie nominated for Song of the Year, the Grammy. After that, he truly started rolling and stayed on top of the game ever since. So sad passing of country Charlie Pride from COVID at 86. 26 past the hour on the DJV program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, you and Eddie Van Halen, who's still dead. Matter of fact, he's found his final resting place. His son Wolfgang, who got his ashes, took them out into the Sea of Malibu. If you go up the Pacific Coast Highway, there's a curve sort of, and that's kind of that's Malibu Bay. Eddie's final wishes were for the ashes to be strewn off the coast of the place where he lived, and Wolfgang probably will do that no matter what. He was in Santa Monica, had long cancer battle, and passed away October the 6th. Death certificate reveals cause of death was a stroke, but he had a lot of other problems that were wrong with him as well. Been in showbiz for 42 years, so happy and healthy trip there, Eddie. It's 28 after the hour on the DJV trip.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford is advancing technology with state-of-the-art innovations and promoting its mainstream adoption of making Ford's state-of-the-art driver assistance hands-free technology standard on certain models or as a relatively affordable option on others. The advanced new driver assist feature will arrive first on the 2021 Ford F-150 and Mustang Mach-E models. The technology will be available the third quarter of 2021 via over-the-air updates. And for more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebons Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebons Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for Christmas for all of your friends and family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
New incriminating information into Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden's son. According to Saturday's New York Post report, Hunter Biden received nearly $500,000 to sit on the board of a Ukrainian gas company, Burisma, but the money was never disclosed in his 2014 tax return. The Justice Department's investigation into Hunter, which has been ongoing since 2018, despite President-elect Joe Biden's claim there was no investigation. An armed gunman was fatally shot by the New York Police Department on Sunday after he began firing indiscriminate rounds during a Christmas concert outside a church in New York City. No one else was hurt. China is days away from becoming the third country to bring moon rocks back to Earth. China's state news agency announced Sunday that the country's lunar probe, Chang'e 5, had completed its second orbital maneuver and began to slingshot back to Earth. The craft is expected to land in China's Inner Mongolia region later this week. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Not everyone is happy, joy, joy over the COVID-19 vaccines. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
FDA Chief Stephen Hahn addressed the skepticism on ABC's This Week.
We need to address their fears and concerns. We need to roll this out in a way that provides confidence to people. But we also need to be transparent.
Dr. Francis Collins, director of the NIH, told NBC's Meet the Press he'd like Americans to consider taking the vaccine.
I would like to plead to people to really hit the reset button on whatever they think they knew about this vaccine that might cause them to be so skeptical.
Dr. Moncef Salawi, chief science advisor to Operation Warp Speed, on Fox News Sunday said he's very concerned about the reluctance of many.
We hope that now that all the data is out and available to be discussed in detail, that people will keep their mind open to listen to the data and hopefully agree that this is a very effective and safe vaccine and therefore take it.
From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine goes to the FDA board on Thursday and is expected to also be approved for emergency use. This year's additions to the National Film Registry by the Library of Congress have been announced. The Dark Knight, Shrek, Grease, The Blues Brothers, Lilies of the Field. Christopher Nolan, director of The Dark Knight, said, "This is not only a great honor for all of us who worked on The Dark Knight, this is also a tribute to all the amazing artists and writers who have worked on the great mythology of Batman over the decades." For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Monday, December 14th, he said authoritatively. What's going on? What's trending? The important stories of the day. We cover them all here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria is off this week. Brought to you in part, we are, by the folks at Calitrin. Remember, the way to lose weight is to lose weight. I don't know why I chuckle about that, but right, isn't that it?
It's very direct.
Well, yes, it is. Lose weight the safe, easy way with Calitrin. Find out. Go to toploss.com and make sure you check out using the discount code DJV. Meanwhile, the subject of retirement, living a long, happy, healthy life, that becomes the sort of swing conversation. I noticed that 15% of people who come, you're Generation X, right, Jennifer? Would you consider yourself X?
I'm right on the edge of the, generation.
Millennial,
yeah.
X, mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Right.
18 million people who are now on unemployment in our country. Some of the people who are working want to quit working and make an opportunity for people who are not working. Saving money has been something that millennials have been fairly good at, it would seem. And it sort of flies in the face of what I've heard from my children, although they're older than you are, so they aren't really millennials. I've been doing a lot of this conversational thinking, talking to myself. You talk to yourself, by the way?
Yeah, sometimes I answer myself, and that's when you know you've got a problem.
What's the question? I don't know that I talk. I don't answer my questions. I just talk what I'm thinking. It's what's in your brain then comes out of your mouth. Nothing wrong with that. So anyway, the idea of what's going on with the people and what they want to do with their lives. People think the thing that is, I think, dangerous about this is that people equate work with something they don't want to do. I want to do what I want to do. You hear people, the millennials are extraordinary. I thought my generation was selfish, the me generation. I think the millennials are very selfish in that they don't seem, I mean, they seem to know what they want, which is swell. Always good to know what you want out of life. But then it sort of gets sticky after that.
20%. I'm gonna do me culture. I always laugh because when people break up, you do you, I do me, basically. And and I think, I don't know, I feel like that's not only millennials, but even the generation after, Generation Z, that's coming out right now.
Yeah.
Where there's a heavy focus on us, on me, on, you know, on ourselves, basically.
Right.
What makes me happy? Doing what makes me happy and comfortable in the moment.
Yeah, and it's all about me.
In some ways, that's good, but I think that comes as a result of being isolated from other people using devices and things where you just, you know, you kind of think that you're the center of the
universe.
That's
life, right.
Right, yeah. And that there's not a lot of other stuff out there. And so that's what I take issue with, and I think people in that generation would probably say, well, you're just an old dinosaur and you don't understand. But, that, I mean, from my perspective, that's what it feels
like.
So
I want to be a little serious about this as I think through. I was looking at something about the five members or whoever's in that group now. There's some men and women. You know, the AOC started with the Muslim lady and
the
black woman has
it's
no
Ilan, it's
any
Ilan
hair.
Omar and
Omar, yeah, that's it, yeah.
Ilan Omar and Ayanna Pressley.
Pressley, she's the one.
Zach likes to call them the Muslim woman and the black woman with no hair.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's a, I don't know, maybe it's an age thing. But I look at the expressions on their faces. You know, I'm all about expressions, body language, and that sort of thing. It tells me a lot about, I've been doing this for a long time. I've talked to a lot of people over the course of my career on the air. And I just kind of get, when I look at the two of them, speaking of generational, I see angry, nasty. And so people might say, oh, that's pretty racist. No, I see a lot of angry and nasty in white people, too. But it's the attitude that they have. You better do this or we're going to get you. You know, that's kind of what they're saying to Biden about the picks. You're not doing enough for us. So you better be at it or what? What are you going to do?
They think they're the reason that he, I mean, from their perspective, they think they're the reason that they
gave him the okay to get elected.
Because they're the energy.
Who are they going to elect? Bernie wouldn't have gotten anywhere. If you want to change and get rid of Trump, you better vote. You better put somebody up who can actually beat Trump. And Bernie Sanders couldn't in 100 years beat Trump. Or 1,000 years. He's not going to win. And maybe the Democrats knew that and they rigged it as they usually do. So anyway, I just think that it's, if you're that angry, maybe you should go get some counseling or something. It's just anger, anger, anger. We deserve this. You gotta give us this. Blah, blah. Don't like it.
Well, progressivism though, and I'm not talking about liberalism, progressivism is based in anger. Mm-hmm. I mean, progressivism is about kind of destroying the country and rebuilding it to something else.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, do that, you can't say, well, everything's great, but we still want to rip everything apart.
Well,
so
everything isn't great. There's no question that we need reform in most every sector of our life and every sector of the country in terms of government. But, you know, hammering people over the head with it, I think, is a hard sell. That's just kind of, what about you? You think that we need that much hard sell?
No, I think that our country's actually pretty darn good compared to other countries. I think we need to do better. I think we can always strive to do better.
We can do better. Yeah, right.
But I don't think that we should throw the baby out with the bathwater in doing it.
Nope. All right. So Cobra Kai, what do you know about that?
Back in the- not much, but I know a lot. Phil, I think Phil's been watching Cobra Kai, so it's kind of like it's a to take off on the Karate Kid, isn't it, Phil?
Yes.
That's, following Johnny and Danny after years after the
people
the
love
event.
This show.
Oh, it's
people
great.
Think it. Yeah.
Is it like the Millennia or the what's that one from Star Wars? Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian.
Is it that good? That kind of stuff?
I don't know if it's as good as The Mandalorian because I haven't seen that, but I was a real hard sell on Cobra Kai, but now I'm addicted.
Really? Addicted? Wow. Like somebody sticking a needle in your arm or something?
He needs his Cobra Kai fix.
Got to get my Cobra Kai fix.
Disney in the news today as well. Victoria is not here, so I'm about to say Victoria because she usually jumps in. But you know a lot about Disney, too. The business about what they're doing at the parks, the experiences that they're offering.
Or they what they're not doing at our parks.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's still closed. It's so sad.
So now they've turned their, I wonder if they're going to keep these things going even. They've turned their attention to the kind of entertainment, theatrical releases, that sort of thing. And now they're having a problem because they're big time being pirated. You know, the people are, there are a lot of different reports this weekend about the people that are ripping into HBO Max, for example, and there's a lot of piracy. There was, remember Napster?
Of course.
Napster. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was the first, I think, of all of this stuff.
Yep, exactly. Warner, however, and Disney say that they're having a real problem with pirate people getting in, hacking in, but they have a new strategy. This is pirates. They're trying to. We have pirate radio people too. You know, there are radio stations that aren't licensed. They're all over the place. That doesn't mean that any of this stuff is good. But they're trying to impede internet piracy, not only of their films, Jennifer, but TV programs, music, video games, all sorts of things that are all over our digital culture. The infrastructure through which millions of people get this has been violated. There are lots of illicit uploads, so you wonder when Disney stock goes up like it did last week, whether it would go up better or higher if there weren't such a thing as piracy. You saw what happened last week. These movies, the announcement of what they're going to do with all the stuff and the price of Disney was skyrocketing. And you just wonder, I don't know, I think part of me thinks there's way too much attention. This is kind of like we're back to, what do you really do with yourself when you don't have to go to work? Do you just sit on your bum and watch TV all day long?
A lot of people do. Like a lot of people, that's been it. And that's why I think depression and suicide rates are so high because people just don't even have a lot to do. And now that the weather's cold, you can't even really go outside all that much in most areas of the country. I mean, obviously, I live in California where people are still doing that. But as far as the Disney stuff goes, I think Disney's been having a hard time. Most movie companies are making this switch now. And you said, I don't know if this is going to be permanent or not, and neither do I. But is the movie theater dead? Are we just going to put these first releases out on Disney Plus and make people pay $40 for them, like in the case of Mulan, or are these big, like Wonder Woman on Christmas Day will be coming out on home release? So is the movie theater experience dead for people? Have we created this new habit to just watch the stuff at home? And I think you're right. I hope not. People have nice home studios, but there's still nothing like the experience of going to the movies. But
nothing.
Look how many chains are suffering.
I love going to the movies. Yeah.
Right. Me too.
I love going to the movies. You wear a mask if that's what is required, and you go to the movies. But a lot of them were shut down in various states around the country. And so
our movie theaters have not been open since March, and it's now December in California. So how do you come back from something like that? I mean, not even for a week have they been open. People are, they've kind of started getting into this idea, and it's pretty cool, where they can rent, you can rent a movie theater and put like 20 people in it for, I think like $100, which is cool.
Yeah,
but
fun.
There's no big releases because none of the studios are going to do it just for the few theaters that are open. So it's all, you know, past run stuff.
Hmm. All right. Here's something that, maybe I'll get our mind on Christmas presents for a minute. The best Christmas gifts ever, because these are the best prices ever on things at MyPillow. You can right now save 50% on a 3-inch mattress topper. It's as low as $142.99 right now. Use the promo code DJV. Get that till the end of the year. The folks at MyPillow wish you a happy new year. Merry Christmas with the lowest prices ever. 10-year warranty, and the guarantee goes until the 60-day money-back guarantee on all the products goes till March 1st, Jennifer, on all the MyPillow things. So premium pillows, the mattress topper, the Giza Dream sheets. It's another, I think that's a good Christmas gift. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. And let me remind you about the weighted blanket, which I got from MyPillow.
Yeah, I know you like that.
An awesome Christmas gift because so many people are stressed out and are not getting good sleep because they're worried or anxious. And the weighted blanket is like sleeping in a hug. It's fantastic. It's a really, really good idea for Christmas.
And you mentioned the fact that we're in the time of year when people are cold. It's a wintertime, big snowstorm working up the East Coast this week. Flannel sheets, you can get those now at MyPillow.com. How about that? The Giza Dream Sheets include flannel sheets. Get them now in Giza Cotton. Go to MyPillow.com/radio and use DJV as the code when you check out so you can get these fabulous deals. Save 50% on the mattress topper, and you can also save up to 66% still on the pillows till Christmas time at MyPillow.com. Check out using DJV.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech. But Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
All right, so here we go. Politically correctness works its way into our fold again, Jennifer. This is the DJV Show. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. The Cleveland Indians are going to do with the Washington Football Club. They're dropping the name Indians, which they've had since 1915, because we all know how offensive it is, right? Isn't that, don't you know that? Yeah?
No, I don't know that. You know what bothers me? Is that it's some staunchy old academic type white person who's deciding that this is actually what's offensive to people. I mean, how many times did you hear in the discussion about the Washington Nationals?
The Redskins?
I'm sorry, not the Washington Nationals, the Washington Redskins. That it was not even it wasn't even like a tribal group that had come forward to complain. It's just
everybody's
so
rolling into this. Oh, it's terrible. It's awful. Why is it so terrible and what's so awful about it? I guess that's they are Indians. Maybe the people. Well, the Native Americans aren't really Indians because this isn't India. Well, and that's true. There's a certain point to that. John Le Carre, Carre, is that how he pronounced his name? Tinker Taylor, Soldier, Spy.
Is that Carre, I think, is how
Carre,
it is.
Carre, passed away at the age of 89 over the weekend. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
This
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tech Talk time at 53 past the hour. I wish Victoria were here so she could tell me how to get rid of this damn Google thing that keeps coming into my who wants to? These people are so damned arrogant. It really is amazing. So I have Gmail and stuff like that, as many of you do. Now they want me create one account. I already have one account. I'm busy doing things. Stop sticking this thing in front of my screen. And just the arrogance of these people. And do it our way now while we want you to do it. Get lost. All right, speaking of getting lost, the Russians and their hackers breaching top cybersecurity firm behind the global espionage campaign that has also compromised the Treasury Department in America, the Commerce Department, some of our other government agencies. If you're following this story, a lot of people are talking about it. Nobody's telling us who they are. The FBI... They don't want to have, they don't want to talk about who it is that's inside the agency investigating this campaign. It's apparently coming from a hacking group working for the Russians. Oh, gee, what a surprise. The group known among private sector security firms as APT-29, or the handle is Cozy Bear, hacked the State Department, the White House, during the past administration. It's not clear what information has been accessed yet. Reuters says the hacks at the Treasury Department and the Commerce Department were carried out by a foreign government, a group that was backed by the government, let's put it that way. So the link to this broader campaign hasn't really been, there's not been any reporting of that to this point heretofore. Matter was so serious it prompted an emergency National Security Council meeting over the weekend. This group has been linked to several attempts to steal coronavirus vaccine research. Really, isn't that something that would be out and about in the public eye anyway? I would have thought the damn Russians. There we go. 55 past the hour. Disney announcing a lot more new content from Marvel, including the sequel to Black Panther.
The Geek Out.
Along with all the new Star Wars content Disney announced last week is the equally exciting Marvel stuff headed our way. At least a dozen new series were announced or hinted at, including The Falcon and Winter Soldier and Loki, both of which got new rad trailers, and also the very interesting WandaVision, along with Hawkeye, a Nick Shield thing called Secret Invasion, and a ton more. It was also announced the Black Panther sequel will not recast the late Chadwick Boseman's King T'Challa character, but it will arrive in the summer of 2022. There's also another attempt at a Fantastic Four movie, along with a new Ant-Man flick. So much stuff we didn't even hit on Pixar yet, but we've tweeted all the details over at The Geek Out.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back on Tech Talk, first Democratic state to ask to sign on to the landmark complaint, the Justice Department suit against Google's. Speaking of Google, California's request to be added to the complaint makes it the first Democratic state to sign on to the case, potentially joining a group of 11 states with Republicans, attorneys general, already supporting the suit against Google. California isn't making any changes to the complaint or seeking to add any new facts. Google's market dominance leaves consumers and small businesses with not much choice. Boy, that's for sure. And they're playing that game that I was just talking about. It's kind of like the suit against Microsoft. They've eliminated all the competition, which is what America is all about, right? I don't know. Maybe I should change my email address from Gmail to Hotmail. What do you think? That might be, or some other, maybe join. I was thinking of changing to RCN from Fios from Verizon because I'm so sick of their stupidness and their service sucks anyway. So maybe I can have an RCN address. Anyway, Google is in hot water. They've got lots of money. They can fight this forever and ever. This could be in the courts for 10 years before it gets settled. The Justice Department alleges that Google broke antitrust laws by cutting deals with phone makers like Apple and Samsung to be the default search engine on their devices. And they just jumped into my Microsoft account. They want me to be to use them as my default. No, sorry, get lost, pal. It's 59.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.